Good morning, good morning. How are you on this fine, fine, beautiful day? Hope you are having a great day today. I hope you are excited today, because today is a day that the Lord hath made. We will be glad. We will rejoice in it. Rejoice in every single moment that you have under the sun in this cosmos, in this arrangement. Be thankful, be happy, continually give God that sacrifice, praise. Praise Him and thank Him. Be joyful. I was reading this morning that book, and it was talking about joy and how it's a joy pretty much a joy to what we have. And when the more you know the Word, the more you understand the Word, the more you have believing towards the Word, you can have joy because you know that God's going to take care of the situation. Because if you believe what God says in His Word, and you believe that God's going to do the things that He promises, then you're taken care of. It talks about how Christ thought it a joy even at the cross. He knew what was coming. He had to go through all that stuff, die, but He knew what was coming. And if you set your heart on knowing what's coming, that Christ is coming back and we're going to be out of here and we're not going to be dealing with this stuff, it's a joyful place to be. I was reading this morning in Romans, however, totally different. I want to go over this. If you go over to Romans chapter 3, verse 20, it says, "Therefore, by the deeds of the law, there shall no flesh be justified in His sight." Justified is set forth as righteous. Again, I'm going to say it again. "Therefore, by the deeds of the law," by the actions or the acts of the law, "there shall no flesh," no person, "be justified in His sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin." The law came in order to show what sin is. But no person can be justified by the law in God's sight. If you go to verse 19, "Now we know that whatsoever the things the law saith," or "whatsoever things the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and that all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore, by the deeds of the law shall no flesh be justified in His sight." It's the knowledge. It shows you what's right and what's wrong. But listen to this, verse 21. "But now the righteousness of God apart from law is manifested or made openly known, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God, which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon them all that believe, for there is no difference or distinction." The faith of Christ. I always thought you could have more faith. It's that you can't. You can believe more, but there is one standard, one measure of faith, and that's believing in the name of Jesus Christ. The moment you believe, Romans 10:9-10, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in thine heart God raised Him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation, safety or preservation. There is one faith, one standard, one measure. The minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's it. That's the righteous. You are righteous that minute. There is no deeds you can do, no acts you can do that can change any of that righteousness. That's what Christ died for. Now, there is believing, strengthening believing, strengthening that firm conviction. Verse 23, "For all sinned and come short of the glory of God, being justified freely by His grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God hath set forth to be the propitiation," that's the place of the covering, "by means of a sacrifice through faith in His blood, for a declaration of His righteousness by reason," or for the remission of sins that are past, "through the forbearance of God." That's why it's by grace. By one sin, by one man, sin entered into the world. But it only took one sin. One thing. He didn't listen to God one time. We've been given righteousness and uprightness through many. You could do whatever. But the minute you believe in the name of Jesus Christ, that's why there's so much grace. God loves you and wants a relationship with you. That's what godliness means. It is not going to church. It is not the outward expression. It's the inward expression. It's having a true and vital relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. it talks about that's where peace comes from. Grace, which is the loving disposition, and peace, which is the state of undisturbed well-being, will fill you up through the instrument of having the epignosis, having a true and personal relationship with God and His Son, Jesus Christ. And if you want to start, you start to give God your cares, believing He's going to take care of them. The minute you have the thought, give it to Him and let it go. I mean, I'm in the middle of freaking out about getting out these stupid stumps. I cannot handle these things. But yeah, you got to let it go. God will provide. God will find a way. He'll bring a way where there is no way. We live a tremendous administration. It's not about your acts. All you have to do is believe in the name of Jesus Christ and then build your believing, because you already have the standard of faith. Have a phenomenal day today. Pray the big prayers. Pray the small prayers. When you pray, don't forget, it's always to God. It's never to Jesus Christ. You pray to God, lifting it up in the name of Jesus Christ. Have a great day today. God bless you and your family. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Well, Heavenly Father, thank you again for everything you do. Again, I lift up this production stuff. I want this off my plate. I thank you for the ability to go to you. I also pray for finishing this landscaping thing. I want this off my plate. I pray for my brother again, his hand, that you just get everything triggering properly and firing the right way, that you give his strength back. I thank you for the protection of yesterday and protecting that kid. And what went down with that lathe, I'm very, very thankful for that. I thank you for the moments of my life, the moments of just everything you do for us. And I just pray for a great day today. I thank you for your Son and what He did for us. And I lift it all up to you in the name of my Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus.